It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. And I know you're sitting there with the same question that I have. What's going on with ISU Extension and Outreach in Marshall County? I mean, it's a question that I always have. And Amy Piper is here to help answer that question.
I am. We just always have so much stuff going on at our office.
Well, you do.
We do. So much that we needed to hire a new staff person.
Did you really?
We did. So today I am here to introduce our new office assistant. She will be in our office part-time Tuesday through Fridays. And she is Nadine Fote. And she started at 11 o'clock this morning.
Wow. 11 o'clock this morning, and you let her drag you into a radio station.
I didn't know I was going to do this, but I said, yes, I'll go. I can talk. So, yes, I'm well, brand new.
Well, welcome. Congratulations on joining the crew out there. And you know, have they, you know, it hasn't even been 2 hours yet. Are you already regretting the decision?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm happy
good.
To be part of the extension team with Iowa State University, so I'm excited. So,
but you no, have I'm an extension background.
Yet. I do have an extension background, so it's interesting what the differences are, and it's a learning curve for me to learn different titles and how things are done differently at Iowa State compared to the Ohio State University. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm excited to be working with Amy and her team.
Oh, a
learning
true
about Marshalltown.
A true Ohio State woman when she says the Ohio State
yes,
University.
It's the,
yes.
They even tried to patent it.
But, yeah, I know.
But the landmark extension goes across the United States.
Oh,
Iowa
yeah.
was the first land
land grant
okay. university. So she's not coming from the first one, but she's coming from another good one. And we're glad to have her on board. And you can already tell she's just ready to join into the teamwork when she's open to an hour and a half after she starts coming to the radio program.
And she, you know, she's probably going, radio? What? Marshalltown? What? What?
Yeah.
I have a feeling she probably hasn't been plugged into the Iowa Hawkeye radio network yet. Just...
No, because I was at the football game, so
oh,
I haven't plugged into the radio station.
Oh, okay,
yet,
okay.
As far
right.
as I'll work on that.
All
we
right, we'll
we did have
that.
Her cheering for the Iowa State Cyclones last week, even though the game didn't turn out how we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all ready to cheer for both teams this weekend since yep. they're not playing each other. So
we can just do that every weekend.
Exactly
now.
For the rest of the season.
We don't have to do anything.
Yes,
right.
But if you are a Cyclone fan mm-hmm. and you want to celebrate, we do have the Cyclone football posters available at our office.
The official ones?
The official ones. And we have the magnets with their schedule on it and then the cards with their schedule on it.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first year that Iowa State University has put out two football posters, I believe.
Really?
There is a red one that has the offensive players on it and
mm-hmm.
a black one that has the defense members on it. So they can come in our office and pick up two posters.
All right. Sounds like a good idea. And while they are there, I know one thing that has been going on that's been working a lot is the free food pantry outside.
Yes.
And I know that Chelsea Llewellyn and everybody else, you know, if she's not doesn't have that thing packed, she's cleaning it out, it seems like.
She is. She, you know, that food pantry has really taken off. The Master Gardeners here in Marshall County put that food pantry up to help with what they where they put their produce.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get it out to the public and help with that? We have 11 garden locations around the community that Chelsea goes out and does garden education and the Master Gardeners oversee. So she's had Master Gardener volunteers out harvesting and bringing donations to our food pantry. If there's more, she takes them up to the emergency food box. They've donated almost 600 pounds of produce.
Wow.
Through both of those. And it's interesting because there's always different things out there. There might even be a random watermelon or something delicious like that. Now, other times you might get okra or which I don't know what to do with okra, but I guess other people do. And if
some
they need
people, some people do. That's true. I'm not one of them.
They do. And, you know, and squash and zucchinis. And if they want to try it out, all they got to do is come into our office. And I'm sure that Grizel with Family Nutrition Program has a recipe
yeah.
that they could do something with it.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Yes.
She's got that side of it all
yes.
covered. So. So that is available, and it's just right outside your office on South 2nd Street.
On South 2nd Street. We're at 2608 South 2nd Street. So if people know where the UPS store is, we're right up the hill. If it's somebody that's in need of food for their family or doesn't have access to fresh produce, they're welcome to stop by, see what's in the pantry, and take it. They're also welcome to, if they have an overabundance in your household, to bring food and donate it. We've had people that just drive up, and I had one person that said she harvested 75 peppers out of 5 plants in her garden.
Really?
She had no idea what to do with them. So she was bringing them to our food pantry box. So they can either donate food pantry fresh produce, or if they have other non-perishable foods, they can put them in there. We have different things out there that we get from donations from community members, or we work in partnership with the Emergency Food Box.
Well, again, that's been a neat idea. It's been fun to watch stuff come and go from what Chelsea posts on Facebook.
It is. And it's amazing how many people stop and pick up food. There really is a need in our community. And then on the other hand, I'm really amazed at how many people bring food and put it in there. We have a lot of generous people in our community to help keep that food pantry stocked for those that are in need.
Yeah, and a lot of those folks are the type of folks, they don't want to see anything go to waste. Now, you know, just like the lady with the peppers. Got all these peppers, you just don't want to throw them out. So they put it to good use, which is, you know, that's just across the community.
Marshalltown is a fabulous community for participating on that.
Well, you mentioned the Master Gardener program.
Well, yes, but I'll add on to the food pantries. If people are out in the county and interested in having a little food pantry in their community, contact our office. There are also little food pantries on the north side of Marshalltown, but there's also one in Gilman, Ferguson, LeGrand. Those are stocked by high school, East Marshall High School students that are on the philanthropy group through the Marshalltown Community Foundation.
The Community Foundation. Of Marshall County.
Yes.
I better get that right.
Julie Hitchings helps them with getting those put up and keeping them stocked. There's one in Laurel that community members help keep stock, and there's one over in State Center. But we are working at the Marshall County Extension Office with some other community organizations and with the DCAP program, and we have building materials. We have the lumber already bought at the high price it was to put little food pantries in each one of the small communities in Marshall County.
That's cool. That is really neat. So if you're ambitious, you like to build things.
If they like to build things, or if they're
if
somebody out there lives in one of these small communities that doesn't have a little food pantry, get in touch with us. And like I said, we're working with the Marshalltown Emergency Food Box on trying to coordinate getting food from the Iowa Food Pantry on stocking those too.
Okay, let's go back. You mentioned Master Gardeners. I know that. Had some volunteers. They've done a lot of work, and I know that Chelsea's getting ready for another session.
She is. So the Master Gardeners that she already has on board that are volunteering, they've been going out to all our community gardens and volunteering along with other community gardens in town. They've put in over 300 volunteer hours so far this year, just during this summer.
Good for them.
So that's time out there spent in the community beautifying and raising fresh produce to donate to the community. But she's starting up a new Master Gardener training. It started just about 3 weeks ago, and she has 7 new Master Gardeners going through training this year. So that will increase the Master Gardener capacity for beautifying the community next year.
All right. And you mentioned something before we went on the air, something about National 4-H Week coming up.
Yes. Megan is in our office getting excited about National 4-H Week coming up on October 3rd through the 9th. They always kick National 4-H Week off right here in the fall as we start our 4-H enrollments. Mm-hmm. So it's time if you are have a child or a grandchild that you would like to get involved in the Marshall County 4-H program, you can call or stop by our office. It is open for kindergartners through 12th graders throughout the county. We have 11 clubs throughout the county that are located in Marshalltown and in the small communities that we can get youth tied into.
Just got everything, got all kinds of things going on with that. And it's good because, you know, the National 4-H, between 4-H and FFA, there's spot for anybody and everybody.
Oh, there is. And we, the FFA organizations of East Marshall and West Marshall, we work wonderfully with. Marshalltown High School is actually starting an ag program there that will eventually turn into an FFA program. So we're excited to have that as a partner, too.
So what other things you working on between now? I mean, you know, it's late fall. I mean, are you getting questions from folks going, what's going on? My grass is growing like it's springtime again. Have you heard any of that?
You know, we always have those questions. that's always going over with Nadine on what specialists we can send people to and stuff. We try to answer as many questions in our office as we can. So stop by and bring your branch in. Bring your bug in. If you bring a bug in, though, please keep it in a container.
Or a baggie.
And potentially not living, you know. Just put a little cotton ball with some alcohol in there, but so, don't smash it. We want to get a good picture so we can do our ID.
All right. And, you know, and I'm just going to put a thank you out here, which I don't do enough for the folks who come on the show, but you and Chelsea and
Megan and Grizel
and all the other folks with Extension, you know, they do a great job of having folks on here twice a month and helping get us educated and help us to learn things. So we appreciate everybody up and down the line.
We do, and we appreciate you guys helping promote that little food pantry and our other programs that we have going on.
And don't tell Megan I couldn't think of her first name.
Won't.
That's terrible. Brain cells are getting fewer
I'm sure
and
she's
fewer,
listening, though.
Fewer and fewer. Amy Piper with Marshall County ISU Extension and Outreach, thank you. Nadine Vogt, the new office administrator, office assistant out there.
I've been promoted already.
I've promoted her already, and she's only been here less than 2 hours. Good to meet you.
Nice meeting you, Ken.
And thank you all for being with us on Central Iowa today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.